It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. This is Roy from the Mail Order Food mm-hmm. Company.
Mm-hmm.
And you ordered some food from us.
Okay.
And you had these meal entrees, right?
Okay.
We ran out of that stuff. We're just going to send you oatmeal as a replacement. Like a big bag of oatmeal.
I'm not sure that will satisfy.
Oh, no, it's good enough. It's the same thing, basically. We're just going to send a giant bag of oatmeal. We'll give you extra oatmeal to make up for it, because oatmeal is really cheap.
And what do you need from me?
I'm just letting you know, you're not going to get what you ordered. Instead, you're going to get a big bag of oatmeal.
Hmm.
Yep, and it should be there. It'll be there at the regular scheduled time and everything, but you're just not going to get the food that you ordered.
Can you send a email with the email you guys have on file with that information?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I was just making this call, so I didn't have to email. But yeah, I'll send...
An email would be good with the email you have on file.
Okay, but you're fine with the oatmeal?
I'm not sure. If you send that email, I'll find out. That way we'll have
a
reference.
You're going to find out if you're sure? You don't know if you're sure until you see an email?
No, I have to take it to the requester.
Oh, who's the requester? I'll just talk to them.
And with whom am I speaking?
My name is Roy. I'm in the call center.
And what's your information, Roy?
What do you mean, what information?
What's your contact information?
We have a toll-free number. We have an email address.
What's your
address.
Contact information,
since you're
Roy?
So weird about the email, you can just email me.
Have a great day.
Roy at the... Who was she yelling at the end? That was...
Nuclear, can I help you?
Hey, this isn't Jennifer, is it?
With whom am I speaking?
No, you're not Jennifer. This is Roy. I'm calling from the Mail Order Food Company. And I just need to let you guys know we're going to be increasing the shipping because oatmeal is a lot heavier than what she ordered. And these bags are expensive that we put the oatmeal in.
Sir, if anything's different from the original quote, please send an email with the updated information so that it can be authorized.
We're going to. I'm trying to make it more personal, though. That's why I'm calling you. You don't have to be a bitch about it.
And you're a company calling with this sort of language?
Well, you started it. You started being a bitch.
I didn't start anything. You called me.
Well, what's your problem? Why are you being like that? Why do you have to be?
Why are you calling,
Why
sir?
Do you have to be so
One
rude?
One moment. Let me transfer you to the security. One moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes?
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Roy. I'm with the mail order company. I was just calling to let you know about the dump truck of oatmeal we're going to be shipping there.
We didn't order no oatmeal, sir.
Oh, I know, but we had to change the order because we ran out of the other food.
No, you don't change an order without our authorization.
Oh, no. Yes, we did. That's exactly what we did.
No, you don't.
No, I'm saying we did.
Sir,
it's
sir,
already
this
done.
This is the federal government. Don't have me get the federal government on your ass. You understand me?
Oh, is that how the federal government talks?
Sitting up telling you done changed the damn gum order. We did not change it. We did not authorize
it. The dad gum order.
And you're not the president. We did not. You're not the president of the company we ordered from. So you need to get your facts
straight. I know. I just work in the call center. I never said I was the president. I'm just saying.
Well, okay then. You need to just forget you ever talked to us or talk to whoever you talk to.
Well, maybe
because we've dealt with the president of the company.
Maybe
okay?
Maybe you shouldn't eat all this fatty food. Maybe you should eat some more oatmeal.
Why don't you go straight to hell?
Okay, government person that talks to me like that.